CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today we're talking with Josée Rourke. She's the Vice President of the CHUS Users Committee, representing Fleury Mall and Hotel Dieu in Sherbrooke. So welcome, Josée.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So would you like to tell us about the Users Committee?
Yes. Just to let you know that we represent all users of services of both of the two hospitals, Fleury Mall and Hotel Dieu. Most of you know it as the CHU, but now the CHU has a different connotation, and so we are really meaning the two hospitals, Hotel Dieu and Fleury Mall.
Okay, what does the Users Committee do?
Okay, well, every residence and facility and hospital in the region now falls under the new CIUS de l'Estrie CHUS and has a User Committee. Our committee has 9 members elected for a 3-year term. We have a resource person available to take your calls and to address your concerns. Our president, Denis Marceau, represents us at the regional user committee table and also on the board of directors of the CIUS de l'Estrie CHU. Of the 9 members on our committee, we're elected for 3 years, by the way. 4 of us are Anglophones and are particularly interested in access to English services. Our mandate includes informing users of their rights and obligations, helping to improve the quality of care and the well-being of users, assessing the level of user satisfaction regarding the services at Hotel Dieu and Fleury Mall, defending the individual and collective rights and the interests of users, and finally, accompanying and assisting users in any steps they take, even if it includes the filing of a complaint. Just to let you know, users have 12 main rights that you have by law in all of the facilities of the CIUS de l'Estrie CHU and across the province. The main rights are to be informed of available health services and resources, to receive health services, to choose the professional and facility, to receive the care and that your condition requires, to give or refuse consent, to take part in making decisions about your health, to be accompanied and assisted when needed, to be provided with accommodation services, that applies to residences such as CHSLDs. Obviously in the hospitals it's just for the time of your care, medical care. To receive services in English, that's a big one for us, to file a complaint and lodge an appeal, and to have access to your file. And the final one is to maintain the confidentiality of your file.
Okay, that's a lot of rights that the patient has. And I don't think a lot of people realize that they have the legal right to receive their services in English.
That's correct. I mean, we know that there are limits to the availability of services in English, but there has to be an attempt made to try and help you with that. And you do have a right for having some help to understand what it is and to receive those services in English. Obviously, there's also the concern of all the new immigrant populations where other languages are concerned. But in the law, it's basically the right for French, of course, and the right for English. Some facilities are known as a Francophone facility. For example, the EUJS at Argyle is bilingual, and I believe the Magog Hospital also is bilingual. The CHU, unfortunately, is not, but you still have the right to ask for some services in English.
Okay, I think a lot of people that are unable to be quite fluent in French have had really good luck at the CHUS too in Fleury Mall.
There have been a lot of efforts made, but it doesn't mean it couldn't be better at times.
Okay, so definitely this is perhaps something new to a lot of people. They don't realize that there is a users committee and they have probably, you know, rights that they didn't think they did have.
That's correct. And one of the reasons we're really trying to promote it, there are a number of events coming up, which we'll refer to in a little bit.
And if somebody is interested, if they have some questions, they'd like to talk to the users committee, how can they get in touch with you?
Right. The easiest way is to call. Our resource person, Frédéric Roy, is bilingual, and you can call him at 819-829-3288. We do have also a toll-free number, 1-877-942-2383. I believe that's still in function. We are on the web as well, although the website for the CIUS, you would have to click on a link to the Fleurimont or Hotel Dieu and look up user committee to find that.
Okay, that sounds like really good information, very important information for everybody in the townships. Okay, well, we thank you, José, and we want everybody to stay tuned for some of the events coming up. CJMQ 88.9 FM, I'm Maureen Dillon-Teasdale, and we're talking with José Rourke. She's Vice President of the CHUS Users Committee, representing Fleurimont and Hotel Dieu in Sherbrooke, and she's going to tell us about some events coming up that's open to the public.
Okay, thank you, Maureen. The Regional Users Committee of the Estrie is hosting a series of free comedy shows throughout the townships. One representative of each of the users' committees of the various facilities sits on that committee. There are five presentations planned in English in Sherbrooke, Coaticook, Lennoxville, Stanstead, and Richmond. And there are many more presentations in French. The best way to find out about these is to refer to the website at www.humourcucci.com. You should try to get tickets, and Users Committee of the CHU, Hotel de Dieu and Fleurimont, is going to be held in English on the 25th of September at Bandine Hall, Bishop's University. We're also hosting a French presentation the next night on September 26th, followed by our annual General Assembly. In both cases, there'll be an opportunity to interact with members of the Users Committee. And we are five Anglophones on our User Committee of nine members, so please feel free to come, and there will be an opportunity to interact with us. The comedy will be a spoof on the 12 rights of users and an opportunity afterwards to talk perhaps a little more seriously about how you can access those rights if you feel that you have a need. We're always willing to listen to any suggestions, positives that you want passed on to people in the hospital, as well as your concerns and possibly complaints. The reservations for free tickets in advance of the presentations are encouraged, but there will be tickets at the door, and it is free. To reserve for our user committee presentations on the 25th and 26th, please call 819-829-3288. Thank you for helping promote all these shows throughout the Estrie region.
Thank you, José, and that sounds like a really informative comedy skits, I guess. Perhaps with the comedy, they're thinking that people will remember it more.
The artist is Dominique Saint-Laurent, a comedian, dancer, musician, and singer from the Eastern Townships. So it should be a lot of fun. It lasts about an hour, and afterwards, as I said, there will be refreshments and opportunity to interact with us.
That's really wonderful, and definitely everybody should make an effort to get out, and because everybody uses the hospital at one time or another, and we want to find out definitely more about it and what our rights are and how we can get in touch with you.
Yes, and I'm not sure if I mentioned that it was at 7 p.m. in all cases, but that's there are a couple of afternoon presentations in French, but most of the presentations happen at 7 p.m.
Okay, and it is free, so that's
important. It is free. That's very important.
Thank you. Thank you, José.